Just look at our culture and society. Everything is about us. It's about our boundaries, our will, our desires, our wants. You know, live life for you. It's all of these things that are pointing us to focus on ourselves. When the Bible calls us to crucify ourselves, to crucify our flesh, to deny ourselves, right? And take up the character of Christ. We have to be paying attention to how our teachings and our cultures, the direction those things are going in. And it feels like it's going in a selfish direction.
Hey, you guys, welcome to In Totality, a place where we celebrate authenticity and openness. We're here for those who are willing to explore, those who embrace imperfections, and for those with open hearts and minds. I'm excited to embark on this journey with you, and while I can't predict every twist and turn, I'm certain that God will be by our side with every step of obedience. Welcome to In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley.
What's up, you guys? Welcome back to In Totality. I'm your host, Megan Ashley, and I'm so excited that you are back joining me again for another episode. Listen, before we get started, do me a favor and click the subscribe button right now. Subscribe to this YouTube channel. That way you don't miss out on any of the episodes that come out. Make sure you subscribe and then head over to my website, www.themeganashley.com. And there you will find everything that you need to know to connect with me, to know more about me. All of that information is on there. So make sure you check that out. And shout out to the Village community on Patreon. I love you guys. I'm just so thankful for all of you. I'm so thankful for the Village community. I'm so thankful for our connections. I'm so thankful that you guys are connecting with one another, for the depth that we've, the depths that we've gone. I'm just so excited. And I'm so excited for all the things that are to come from that. So listen, I got a question on YouTube from another episode that we put out. And I just want to read this question, and it sounded like an interesting conversation, because I do feel like this is probably a concern for a lot of people. And so we're just going to have a little conversation. Jay and Jordan are here, and so they'll chime in. You might hear them. You may not see them, but you'll hear them. So this is the question. I like to hear a topic around, is Christianity boring? Many are skeptical about giving their lives to Christ because they fear how that decision will impact their image, especially those in the limelight. So I thought this was a very interesting question, because we are seeing such a desire. Some of it is pure desire. Some of it is a bit like an infatuation, and a trend right now when it comes to spirituality and God and all things, you know, in that field of spirituality and God. And so I think that the question is interesting, because I think that there is a narrative that if you give your life to the Lord, then you're not going to have fun, right? Your life is going to be just this strict, like, all about rules, and you're not going to enjoy it, because you're just going to be worried about doing all the things right or not doing some things, and all that. And I think that I can understand that. I grew up in church, so I have been a part of different churches and different ministries that have emphasis on different things. And you know, one of the churches that I grew up in was very legalistic. It was really about just the law. And, you know, if you did anything wrong, you were going to go to hell. And so coming into my own relationship with the Lord, reading the Bible, knowing him, wanting to know him, I kind of see things a bit differently. I believe that the question that we have to ask ourselves is really a heart posture check. And what I mean by that is that if we are if we're looking at our faith and we're afraid to engage with the Lord, we're afraid to engage with his word because we fear we won't have fun. I think that is an indication, and hear me when I say this, because there is no condemnation. I am strictly, you know, giving you guys my experience and my heart on the matter. But I think it offers an opportunity to check your heart, right? And check your heart as to what is fun for me? What do I define fun, right? And why do I find those things fun? And then I think that's kind of the first place to kind of start. Like, and why do I feel like fun is important in my faith, right? So I think that those are some questions that you have to ask yourself. I'm going to give you from my vantage point and my experience, because I'm only the expert in my experience, and I'm not the expert in, you know, theology and all the things. I'm a person that simply loves the Lord and wants to encourage other people to know him and love him. So this is just me giving you guys, just sharing my heart, because that question was really interesting to me. I think that especially right now, we're living in a time where preaching and how we're approaching God, how we're approaching his word, how we're approaching, you know, even in our gatherings, in our churches, like everything, and hear me, it's not all churches, but I am seeing this, a trend of this, where it's all about us. It's selfishly motivated, right? We hear preaching that is about us. Our come up, our next level, our breakthrough, our millions, our billions, our business, our haters, our, it's just us. It's just me. I. That's it. Right. And I think that we have to approach our faith in the context of what it was meant to be. Like it, this is not about us. This is about the Lord. Right. And so when you have a bunch of preaching that's preaching about you, right, it develops this like selfish pattern relationally. You guys, this episode of In Totality with me, your host, Megan Ashley, is sponsored by BetterHelp. What's the first thing you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Really, think about it, guys. A lot of us spend our lives wishing we had more time. The question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. Therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. Listen, you guys, I have been in therapy for a year, and it has helped me so much. I mean, tremendously, in helping me find what really matters to me the most. If you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire and get matched with a licensed therapist, and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/totality today and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/totality. All right, guys, back to the show. All right, guys, before we continue on with this episode, just a quick announcement. Black representation in media is super important to our community as it promotes diversity, challenges stereotypes, and allows for more authentic storytelling. It helps foster a sense of belonging and can positively impact societal perceptions and breaking down biases. Tabitha Brown, Ava DuVernay, Viola Davis, Issa Rae all have made significant contributions to film, television, and media, paving the way for more diversity and inclusion. The next generation of influential Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collection, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. Every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Shmurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black stories and Black truths. I recently listened to an episode entitled A Taste of Freedom. This episode talks talks about Juneteenth and the day that the enslaved Texans found out more than 2 years after Emancipation Day that they were free. Black perspectives haven't always been centered in the telling of America's story. Now, they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcast that center Black voices. It's NPR's Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices that are varied, nuanced, and Black. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen now to Black Stories, Black Truths from NPR wherever you get podcasts. All right, guys, back to the show. Right? Because the relationship that we have with God is our most important primary relationship that we should have. It's the most important relationship that we should have, right? And so if we are indoctrinating ourselves with teachings that are pushing us to focus on us and not focus on the Lord, focus on our own desires, not focus on the desires that the Lord has for us, it conditions us to be selfish, right? So now we're looking at our faith because we've been conditioned in this way. And to take the church part aside for a second, just look at our culture and society. Everything is about us. It's about being convenient. It's about being comfortable. It's about being served, not serving, but being served. It's about what serves us, not how we can serve others. It's about our boundaries, our will, our desires, our wants, our plans. It's all about us. Do you live your life, live your truth, live life for you. It's all of these things that are pointing us to focus on ourselves. When the Bible calls us to crucify ourselves, to crucify our flesh, to deny ourselves, right? And take up the character of Christ. So I think we have to be paying attention to how our teachings and our cultures, how the direction those things are going in, and it feels like it's going in a selfish direction. So when we are maybe new, maybe for some of you that have lived in the world for a long time, or maybe some of you like me who have known God their whole lives, but have strayed in areas and seasons of their lives, I think we have to ask ourselves, am I approaching this relationship with the Lord for what I can get from Him or for who He is? Do you know what I mean? I think that we need to be mindful of how we're approaching our relationship with the Lord. And so I have a few things that is in my phone that I want to kind of help you with discerning, you know, what's fun and what, you know, should I be looking to have fun? Because hear me clearly. I believe that the Lord wants us to have joy. I believe that there is a difference between joy and happiness. I believe that there's a difference between joy and fun. I believe that the Lord wants us to enjoy our lives, but I think we have to redirect what that looks like. What does enjoyment look like for us? What does pleasure look like for me, right? What does fun look like for me? And so I want to kind of help us in discerning how we can have joy in our faith, how we can enjoy our faith, right? So the first thing that I would ask is, let's see. So when you're asking yourself, is this the type of fun that the Lord wants me to have? Or is this good? Because everything that's good isn't godly, okay? So is this good or is this godly? I want you to think about that when it comes to the fun that, you know, the question of, is there fun in Christianity? Does it produce lasting joy or does it produce pleasure that comes and goes? Is what I'm doing right now in whatever area that I think I want to have fun, right? In whatever area that is that producing lasting joy? So let me give you an example. If I am right now feel that going out and drinking and getting drunk is fun, but I'm trying to pursue a relationship with the Lord. And so I'm questioning if I can still do the same things I did in the world now here. So I'm going to have to redefine what fun is for me. I think you have to ask yourself, does drinking and going out and getting drunk, is that producing lasting joy? Or is it fun for a moment and then it's no longer fun? That's something that you would have to consider. Now, am I saying, are you like, Megan, are you saying, oh, I can't go out to dinner and have a glass of wine? I'm not saying that. I'm saying, what are you finding the joy in? Are you finding the joy in being tipsy? Are you finding the joy in being drunk? Are you finding the joy in just fellowshipping with other people and having conversations? What are you finding the joy in? And is it lasting? Right? So ask yourself that. Is this joy that is lasting, or is this joy that's fleeting? Okay. And does it align with the fruit of the Spirit? Does what I'm doing align with the fruit of the Spirit? Because the fruit of the Spirit, joy is one of the fruits of the Spirit, right? And so we can't have joy without having a personal relationship with the Lord, right? So I think that we have to be mindful, again, in posturing our heart in a position that wants to do what the Lord wants for us. We want to do the will of the Father, not our own will. So if it is God's will for us to fellowship with one another and have, you know, amazing conversations that are Christ-centered and do for others and serve others, if that is the will of the Lord, then we should find joy in that. And I think if you find yourself in a place where that doesn't bring you joy, then I don't think you need to be discouraged. I think you just have an opportunity to pray. Now you have a target direction for your prayer. Lord, let me have a heart that finds joy in things that are pleasing to you, not pleasing to my flesh. Lord, allow me to find joy in things that magnify and glorify your name, not things that just are pleasing to my flesh, not things that are pleasing, that are fleeting pleasures, but have everlasting joy. Because in Christ, we have everlasting life. We have eternal life in him, right? So the only way to have eternal joy is to have the Savior, take up the character, believe in the one who gave us eternal life, right? So two things. The other question is when you're asking yourself, okay, am I, you know, what is fun for me? And when taking inventory of the things that I think are fun and how that looks for a life pursuing Christ, what does that look like? Is it drawing you closer to the Lord? Ask yourself, is what I think is fun, does it draw me closer to the Lord? And it was funny because I have my birthday coming up and somebody asked me like, oh, what are you going to do for your birthday? And I was like, I really don't know. And they said, well, what do you enjoy? Like, what do you enjoy doing? And it was crazy because I thought about all the things that I enjoyed, and I'll tell you in a second, but I was almost kind of embarrassed to say it out loud. Because truthfully, the things that I enjoy are centered around the Lord. Okay, so I have my two closest people in my life, Jay and Jordan. And last year was just a tough year, as we all know, right? For me. And over time, through God's kindness and his grace, I started to find so much joy in the times that Jay, Jordan, and I spent sitting in my office just talking about God. It almost became a thing where I was like, you know, so excited, like I couldn't wait to do. Like we would get up in the morning and we'd be like, all right, ready to go in the office? Ready to go? Worry about the do a devotional? Like it was fun for us. It brought joy to us. It brought us closer to the Lord. It brought us closer to one another. It brought our hearts to a place that really desired more of Him. And so those are the things that bring me joy. Now, that hasn't always brought me joy. Reading God's word, being in His presence, talking about Him, that hasn't always brought me joy. But when I say I could literally do that all day, and there were times that we did. There were times when we would be in that office for like 4 hours would go by, and we were just talking and expressing and sharing and digging in the word and watching sermons and just watching, you know, we were watching the History Channel. Like we were trying to learn everything we could about the one who literally rendered our hearts and captured our attention, right? And so I think you have to ask yourself, right? When you fall in love with someone, what becomes fun to you?
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Being around them, doing what they like to do, right? Think about the person that you were just head over heels for. And women, you know us. We will take up a whole sport that we ain't never liked just because that man liked it, because we were so in love with the man. Now we're watching football games. We know what the draft looks like. We're talking about NBA finals, right? And we end up enjoying it, but where did that joy come from? It came from because we love that person so much, right? And so I think that when you have a heart, and I think that that needs to be our focus and that needs to be our prayer, is Lord, give us a heart that wants to know you and love you and obey you. Give us a heart that is full of joy when we're doing those things. Lord, allow me to love what you love and hate what you hate. I don't have the answer to, is Christianity fun? But there is joy in Christianity. There is peace in Christianity, and it's everlasting. So I think that beyond just, you know, asking, oh, is there fun? I think that we just need to pause and take inventory of our heart. Do I want to know the Lord? Do I want to love Him? Do I want to follow Him and obey Him? So if I do want to do all those things, then I just have to have the intentionality and awareness to pray and ask for a heart that wants to know Him and that wants to love Him, right? Just a really quick, yes, I'm putting on my glasses because I can't see, okay? I just want to read a really quick scripture that I found this morning when I was doing some devotional time. But this is in Psalms 16:11. You revealed the path of life to me. In your presence is abundant joy. At your right hand are eternal pleasures. So God shows us right here that in his presence is abundant joy. So I know that you may have experienced fun before, but have you experienced joy? Like, have you experienced joy? And for those of you who have experienced both, you know the difference, right? At your right hand are eternal pleasures. So this is that, like, to me, this speaks to me that we have to have a focus, an internal, okay, let me say that again. We have to have a focus on eternity. Like, our focus has to be in that position. And that's why I'm really excited to read John Bevere's book, Driven by Eternity, because he talks about not having a mindset that is, you know, from 70 to 80 years, but has a mind frame that is an eternal mind frame. And everything that the Lord talks about as far as joy and like, it's eternal. So we should have a focus on eternity. We should have a focus on our joy being placed in eternal things. So yeah, that's the only thing that I really, like, I really wanted to talk about today, because I thought that that question was so, I think it was just so, like, profound. You know, the other thing that you can ask yourself too is that, it does this fun edify others? Like I was saying with Jay Jordan and I, we found so much joy in coming together and learning God's word and, like, reading the word together, and it was helpful for one another. Like, we helped each other in that. There would be things that maybe Jordan would see in a text or a question that she would have that I didn't see or that I didn't think of. Or maybe there was a, you know, something that God showed Jay that I didn't see, but it was helpful for all of us. Now, I'm not saying that you have to, like, your joy has to be in the same way that my joy is, but I am encouraging you to find joy in the Lord in whatever way, but through him, in him, by him, for him. So, yeah, I mean, that was really all I kind of had. Did you guys feel like that question maybe has come up for you guys in your walk as far as, like, dang, does this mean I'm not going to have fun anymore?
Yeah, it's funny that this was the question, because yesterday, me and my friend Essence, we've been friends since elementary school, but she's, what do you say? Like, you don't say she's a Christian now, but she follows God now. And we were talking from the moment we woke up yesterday to the time we went to sleep just about, like, our different revelations and how we've grown up and about the Bible, but, like, the excitement, like, we were sitting in voice memo screaming, because it was like, I am so excited I found somebody to talk to about this. So I think it's really, if you're really pursuing him, he's, I don't know how to explain it, but it's like, if you're really pursuing him and if you really love him, you will find joy in the simplicity of reading.
Yeah.
Like, and just realizing,
and just your relationship,
like,
with him. Like, it really is, like, there's so much joy in that. There's so much joy in the Lord. Like, and he really does, like, he really is a heart fixer, because the way that he turns and changes your hearts, you really just don't have the same desires that you used to have anymore when you really want to please him. Like, I don't have a desire to have fun in the way that I used to have a desire to have fun, because it's not fun to me no more. I'm like, it's just not. Like, I find so much contentment and joy just being with people who love the Lord. Like, really. Jay, what about you?
I think one of the biggest things is that I've changed, or that the change that I've noticed is the company that I keep is kind of changed along with the things that I did with that company. So I find myself not only not doing certain things that I did with friends that I used to have, but now all of a sudden that relationship has drifted. And the mindfulness that comes with kind of having a relationship with Christ, it shifts the perspective to, is this just pleasing me? And like you said, is this temporary? Is this something that is just fun for right now? Or is this something that is going to truly bring me joy, that's going to seep into the future? Is this going to be something that I feel joy for just right now?
Yeah.
And I find myself asking this question, if I'm doing something, it's like, where does this lead me to? Does this lead me further or closer to Christ? And, you know, with that question alone, it just increases that mindfulness of, you know, maybe I don't need to go to this person's house. You know, maybe I don't need to hang around, you know, these certain people, things mm-hmm. like that. It's just, you know, more mindful of what fun truly is.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that you just have to ask yourself, like, you know, what do I define as fun? And is it fun that's everlasting? Is it something that lasts, or is it fleeting? Like, does it fade quickly? You know, is it edifying for my life? Does it bring me closer to the Lord? Is it edifying to other people's lives? Like, am I being an example? Am I, in what I feel like is fun, is it helping other people know the Lord more? And so I think that, and it's crazy because I feel like we live in a time, and ever since we've been reading Crazy Love with my Patreon community, this one part of the book that just has been settling in my head, like, it's just like something I think about often. But he was talking about the standard of how we're supposed to live as Christians have become in today's society as radical, as too much, or it's not that deep, or you're doing too much, right? And I just really believe when the word says to consider the Lord in all of our ways, I just really believe he means that. I really believe that we should make everything in our lives about him. I really believe it. And I know that that sounds weird in this time. And I know that, you know, that's not maybe the norm. And I'm okay with that, because I also know that in this time that the Lord is calling those who believe to live boldly and unabashedly and not being ashamed. I haven't always lived my life according to the standard that God has called me to, but I have the intent and the will and the desire and the heart to live that way now and forevermore.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure, with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
I want everything in my life, about my life, to be about him. Even when it comes to my enjoyment, when it comes to my pleasure, when it comes to my relationships, when it comes to my this podcast, when it comes to how I have fun, when it comes to how I relax, how I rest, I want it all to be rooted in him. And so if that's your desire, then pray and ask him, Lord, show me the areas where, you know, maybe I've enjoyed something that isn't in alignment with your word or who you've called me to be or what you've called me to do, right? And if you're at a place where you don't, you know, want to make everything about your life rooted and grounded in the Lord, then I would pray that your heart changes. And I would pray that you have the awareness to change and ask God to change your heart. Because I do believe that he wants our lives to be He wants to be the center of our lives. He wants to be the focus, the foundation, even when it comes to things that are pleasing to us, right? So yeah. And two, you know, the word is very clear about crucifying our flesh. And so I think you have to ask yourself, is this a fleshly desire? And if it is, you know, is it outweighing my spiritual desire to please the Lord? And so, whatever conclusion you come up with, or whatever the answer is, I think that it's just an opportunity to pray. And now you know how to pray because you know the areas in which you need help. Don't be afraid to ask the Lord for help. We can't love him and know him without his help, right? We even need help to love him. So ask him, Lord, help me. Give me a heart that wants to do things that are pleasing and desirable, or that are pleasing and acceptable to you. Give me a heart that finds joy and pleasure in doing what is pleasing to you. So I hope that helps. I want to run down these questions just one more time, just so that you have a way to kind of gauge this throughout the week. And this could be a really good journal prompt for you, you know, as far as like a good heart posture check, right? Does what I think is fun produce lasting joy or fleeting pleasure? Does it align with the fruits of the Spirit? Does it lead me closer to God or away from him? Does it edify others and myself? So those are the questions to ask yourself this week. Take some time and maybe, you know, in your journal time and your devotional time, ask yourself those questions and then ask the Lord to help. Ask the Lord to reveal what needs to be revealed to your heart and ask him for help. So I just think that that's, it's just something to be mindful of. I love you guys. I know this was a quick episode, but I just wanted to answer that question and I hope that it helps you. I hope that, I hope that as a result of listening to this, that your heart is wanting to draw closer to him and to know him and to love him and to do what he says. And so, make sure you guys check. Don't forget to subscribe. Check out Patreon, the Village community. Exclusive content goes on there. We have some really exciting things coming up soon, so you don't want to miss out with the Patreon community. What else? Follow me on all social media platforms. Check out my Amazon storefront. It'll be in the description below. There I have Bible study materials, books that we've read, all types of things, commentaries, all types of things. And I even think I have some of these outfits that I've worn on some of these episodes that I've gotten from Amazon are on there too. So you could check that out. And I don't think there's anything else. Is there anything else? Oh yeah. Listen, if you're watching this, you're a visual person, you're on YouTube, but do me a favor. If you support this podcast, if you support me and support what this podcast is doing, I need you to go and listen to the audio on wherever the podcast audio streaming platforms you have, whatever it is, go listen to the episode on there. I think it's Apple Podcasts, Spotify, iHeart, all the things. So wherever podcasts are streaming, go listen to this episode right now on there, or just, you know, push play, go get in the shower, or, you know, whatever, go cook or do something else if you don't want to listen to it again. But that is a super, super big help for us.
Just share it. If you're listening, don't keep it to yourself. Share it with somebody.
Share the good news. It's good news. And hey, it's not always easy news, but it's good news, okay? And so I love you guys, and I'm so grateful for all of you, and we will see you next week.
Hey, you guys, before you go, I just wanted to say how grateful I am for your love and support. If you've enjoyed this episode, please take a moment and share it with a friend or a family member. If you could do me one huge favor, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a 5-star rating and a heartfelt review. It helps others just like you discover the podcast. You guys, let's continue to spread the inspiration. For more about me and the podcast, visit www.themeganashley.com. Until next time, stay encouraged that you are so valued and so loved.